This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I can't get the smile off my face. There's so many good things happening so quickly. We're having a hard time keeping up with all the breaking news on the show. Chris and me and Corey were just talking about all the Trump press conferences and new announcements that take place during the show. And Chris actually said, it's after 5 o'clock. Do any of these people take time off? But this is what it's like when you have a purposeful administration. Okay, so this hour, I'm going to get to the whole constitutional crisis thing Democrats keep screaming about. And I know I teased that I was going there next, but I'm sorry, I cannot contain my excitement anymore about Pam Bondi and what she's doing with New York. Now, this was about an hour ago this took place. And I've been getting to it, but now I'm too excited to have to get to it now. Pam Bondi, you know, Attorney General Pam Bondi, and you know, if you listen to the show, as I've said many times, her job might be more important than Trump's job. And I realize that she doesn't get her job without Trump getting his, but the wall of protection that has protected Democrats, government employees from going to prison for their crimes, the wall of protection has been the Attorney General of the United States of America. Under Democrat presidents and Republican presidents, I might point out, they don't prosecute government criminals. They never go after government criminals. They always announce some new initiative for drugs or human trafficking, or as Democrats, they just announce some new initiative to go arrest Republicans, but they never go after people in the government. And as I've said, we cannot save the United States of America. It is not possible without government people going to prison. That's justice. We must see justice in order to continue as a country. And I told you I don't know about Pam Bondi. I was not insulting. And I'm still not insulting. I still don't know. But man alive, so far from what I hear and from what I see, I am very, very impressed. And about an hour ago, maybe you missed it, Pam Bondi got up to speak about the Department of Justice and what they're doing as it pertains to New York. Now, before I play it, I just want to remind you that for years and years and years and years and years, because of what I just described, Democrats in this country have gotten used to a system where they can violate the law and simply get away with it because they've taken advantage of our good nature. They've taken advantage of the whole Republican, well, if we do that, then they'll do it to us. Well, we don't need to do that. Well, we don't want to take things too far. And communists, of course, who have none of those breaks on their morality whatsoever. So they just take advantage of it. That's why you've seen street animals after street animal after street animal rioting in this country for years and years and years. You've seen it. And most of it without consequence at all. It's just how they're used to. If you're a Democrat in this country, you've grown up in that system where you understand you can behave like an animal at all times. You can even violate the law and you'll be able to get away with it because, well, I mean, Republicans are never going to actually come after me, right? Remember, it wasn't that long ago, Jamal Bowman. Of course, he lost his seat, but that congressman from New York, he'd been a lifelong street animal, a communist activist, got elected to Congress, and he had a vote he didn't like. There was something going on he didn't like. He just went and pulled the fire alarm. It was such a bonkers move that everyone was stunned about the whole thing. But as I explained then, for him, that's how politics is done. You behave like an animal at all times. Well, apparently animal control is in the House. Pam Bondi an hour ago gave a press conference, and this is what she said.
President Trump has directed this to stop. And if you don't comply with federal law, we will hold you accountable. We did it to Illinois. Strike one. Strike two is New York. And if you are a state not complying with federal law, you're next. Get ready.
You're next. Get ready. But what does that mean? What's she doing in New York, Chris? Please play it.
We're here today because we have filed charges against the state of New York. We have filed charges against Kathy Hochul. We have filed charges against Letitia James and Mark Schroeder, who is with DMV. This is a new DOJ, and we are taking steps to protect Americans, American citizens, and angel moms, like the mom standing right behind me, who you're going to hear from in a moment. New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops. It stops today.
Oh, my gosh. I need to sit down. This is what I'm talking about. This is how you must deal with communists. This is how, you know, Governor Hochul, Letitia James, but pick your governor, right? It could be Newsom. It could be any of them. They're just used to operating in this way, and they're used to Republicans never, ever calling them to account for it. So they will openly and nakedly violate federal law, especially immigration law, and they're used to, well, that's not who we are, guys, from Republicans, because that's all Republicans have ever done for the entirety of my life. That's not who we are. That's not who we are. Well, we're better than that. No more. No more doing what you've done. Kathy Hochul, Letitia James, these people in New York destroying that place, a state I love, in New York City in particular. As you know, I just absolutely adore it. I can't help it. I adore it. And if you're a Democrat politician in this country, because you're anti-American trash and you understand that patriotic American citizens are your mortal enemy, you've known for years and years and years that bringing in foreign barbarians is only good for you. Even the crime they bring in is only good for you. More societal angst, more fear gives you more power. You hoover up enough illegals into your district, you don't get redistricted out, and you continue to get to be a Democrat lying scumbag in Congress forever. We've had them admit that on camera during Biden's administration. Well, it's good for me. But the days have to stop. And it was never, ever, 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 ever going to stop without consequences. And look, no one's in prison yet. No one has been put on trial yet. But it would make me look like quite the hypocrite if I've been calling for 3 weeks. Well, I've been calling for years, but Pam Bondi's name I've been calling out in particular for 3 weeks, that we need to see people in prison. We have to see government people in prison. We have to see government people in prison. How many times have you heard me say those words? Well, the Attorney General of the United States of America just got up an hour ago and on camera said, hey, Governor Hochul, charges are coming. Get ready. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Hey, Democrats, remember that first Trump term? I just want you to hold on. All you communists hate listening. I want you just take a moment, put aside your demonic rage for a moment. You remember that Trump wanted to work with you, right? Trump never saw himself as some, you know, sword of the right. Trump saw himself as a deal maker. Did you know that, communists? Did you know that Trump, I can go back, I can play you the tapes if you'd like. Donald Trump tried to strike an amnesty deal with you. Do you remember that? He wanted better border security, and he was going to give you things like amnesty. But because you can't control your demonic urges, you had to act like he was Genghis Khan, he was the Antichrist, he was Hitler. Oh my gosh, concentration camps, Hitler. Ah! You couldn't control the demons that are inside of you. And so you had to resist and resist and resist and scream and resist and scream and resist and scream and protest and blah, 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 blah. And then you shot him and then you arrested him and then you charged and convicted him with ridiculous felonies, ridiculous financial judgments. And the whole time you're whipping yourself up into a lather. We're getting him. We're getting him. Ah, we're getting him. But what you did is you turned that honestly naive puppy dog of a Trump 45 into Trump 47, who now knows what you are. Now he knows what you are. And listen to me, communists, and listen well. I know you're mad already at me. I don't care. But I want you to hear me here. I know this is hard to hear. This Trump that's attacking the very foundation of your power, you did this. You created him. This is not the Donald Trump we had last time. This is like a whole different person. What changed? You. He found out what you are. You couldn't control your demonic urges, and now pain is coming. It's wonderful to see. Just remember, if you're an angry communist right now, go find a mirror, because that's where you will find who is at fault for what is happening right now. Remember that. Now, also remember, communist or not, you can get yourself some free education from Hillsdale College. We're talking, they're offering 12 lecture courses on the Constitution. They have one, Constitution 101, 12 courses at no cost. Everyone wants to go to Hillsdale. Few can get in, few can just, look, it's just one of those things we all want for our kids. But what if we could all get some of that Hillsdale knowledge? Well, we can. You know what a geek I am about the Roman Republic, the rise and fall of Rome and all those things. You know that that's one of the free online courses they have. Shoot, if you're only going to take one, that might be the only one I would take. But there are so many good ones on there. More than 40 free online courses at no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. That makes it so there's no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Now, maybe you thought the Bondi announcement was the only juicy one from today. You'd be mistaken. I have another. Next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. There's so much happening. I don't know how I can take it all in. My goodness, I feel like Kamala. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats, all those things are welcome. So, communists, you did this. You created this Trump. Trump 47, nothing like 45. It's your fault. Remember that. And, you know, the system is doing the best it can to hold the system in place because the two pillars are under attack. Their ability to educate our kids and the fact they use our money for their activism. I mean, look, here's another story today. This is from Newsbusters. Another one bites the dust. Veterans Affairs axes nearly $180,000 in Politico subscriptions. They just found a way to find government agencies to fund the left-wing rags. It's crazy. And this is why they're all freaking out. That's why Chuck Schumer's
freaking
out.
Everyone knows there's waste in government and should be cut, but Doge is using a meat axe.
You're cutting too much. Or you have guys like Anderson Cooper saying things like this.
We begin tonight keeping them honest with the extraordinary claims of government fraud by the president and similar claims of maximal transparency by Elon Musk, but little evidence of either to back it up. In fact, strong evidence to the contrary from Musk's contention that he and his Doge team are doing what they do in a way that, quote, maximally transparent. He said that in the Oval Office wearing a ball cap and T-shirt with one of his kids nearby.
That's Anderson Cooper. I mean, there's not even any evidence. There's been no evidence of it. Show me evidence. And we'll actually come back to that in a moment. Well, drum roll, please. Donald Trump came out. This was, again, look, all this stuff is happening now. Donald Trump came out and he said something in a press conference. I'm pretty sure there are people peeing their pants as we speak. Chris, without further ado, cut six, go.
What we're going to do is tomorrow I'm having a news conference. I'm going to read to you some of the names that hundreds of millions and even billions of dollars have been given to. And if you tell me that we should be giving money to those things, those entities, I think you'll probably have to leave as a reporter because you're not very talented. When you look at the kind of money, billions and billions of dollars being thrown away illegally, and there's no chance. I mean, I say in front of our attorney general, there's no chance that there's not kickbacks or something going on. When you give millions and millions of dollars to somebody that stands to look at something for 15 minutes and walks away with millions of dollars, that money's coming back in some form. And that's only one form of corruption. The biggest thing is what they do to our country. They're taking massive amounts of money and spending it on items. I went through a list of 200 expenditures that were made, and I found three that looked like they were reasonable. Okay, three. And we'll be talking about that tomorrow. We have a lot of stuff. And I want to commend Elon because he's done a fantastic. He doesn't need this. You know, he's abused by you people every day. He's found more things than anybody could find. I think he's got the credibility to do it. I know he does.
I don't know that I've ever been more excited for a show than I am for tomorrow's show. Trump is going to name names, and you know he'll do it. Trump 45 would never have done it. Oh, this Trump's going to do it. He's going to name names. And just a little recap, because I want to get back to the Anderson Cooper part of this. I actually do want to do some emails before we get into other things. I'm behind on the emails. Remember how so much of this federal corruption works on a really, really dumbed down level. Let's say I am Senator Jesse. We all know that's never going to happen. Let's say I'm Senator Jesse. So here I am, Senator Jesse. I'm going to find a way to enrich myself and my family as well. Well, I don't really want to go the Bob Menendez route and accept gold bars for payment. So I don't do that, really. What I do is I make sure the latest omnibus bill has $100 million for smoked queso studies. I want $100 million going to study smoked queso. Okay, well, who's that money going to go to? Well, I put a couple rules in there, and I ensure things are in place to ensure there's really only one place that can do a $100 million study on smoked queso, and that place is called the Jewish Producer Chris Institute. And so, oh, would you look at that? My cousin Chris happens to be the head of the Jewish Producer Chris Institute. I just made sure $100 million would go to this ridiculous institute that's doing this ridiculous study nobody cares about. And of course, hey, Chris, by the way, I got some other cousins. I have some sons, and man, they could really use a well-paying job. And so Jewish Producer Chris, of course, signs everyone up for a $200,000, $300,000 a year salary. Some of that money's going to make its way back to me. But you see, that's exactly how all this government filth and government corruption works. It's cutouts through cutouts through cutouts through cutouts. This charity starts that. This charity starts that. And of course, the ones that aren't doing left-wing activism are generally doing nothing at all. Normally, the Jewish Producer Chris Institute, sure, he'll take in $100 million to study smoked queso, but he, of course, has started a nonprofit off of his institute, a nonprofit, if you will, a nonprofit that just wants to teach fourth graders to cut their penis off and pretend to be women. And of course, some of that $100 million is going to make its way into the nonprofit. That's the system of evil we've had in place, and it's being exposed. And I'm so happy I could freaking cry. That is, if I had tear ducts at all. We will do some emails, but first, before I do that, Julie Kelly is going to join us in just a moment because she, speaking of government corruption, has some new news about Hunter Biden. Bet you didn't think you'd hear that name again. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday hump day. And since we are halfway through the show, I thought maybe we should pause on all the shenanigans for a few and talk to my friend Julie Kelly, who you are well familiar with. Go subscribe to her Substack called Declassified, because Julie has been all over yet another story that seems to be getting juicier by the day. Not getting all the headlines,
but juicier by the day nonetheless. Julie, tell me about Hunter Biden.
So Hunter Biden's buddy, who worked at Boies Schiller Law Firm with him, of course, the law firm that represented Burisma for years, a man named Hampton Dellinger, is currently suing the Trump administration for the president firing him as the head of the Office of Special Counsel. So the president's team fired Hampton Dellinger last Friday. He's a Biden appointee, of course, again, a close family friend of the Bidens, as all corrupt people in Washington are. And he's fighting this firing, saying that the president needed to demonstrate cause for his removal. But there are a lot of ties between him and the Biden family, as I'm posting on X, again, being at Boies Schiller Law Firm representing Burisma. There's emails back and forth between Hampton and Hunter Biden. But, you know, Jesse, the issue here, and this is why I'm kind of focused in on it, with all these lawsuits flying around, this really poses a threat to the White House, because the head of the Office of Special Counsel has very unique powers, including cultivating and protecting whistleblowers, right? We saw that in the first Trump administration, and also enforcing the Hatch Act, which prevents federal employees from engaging in political activity. So he wields a lot of power. He is fighting his firing, and a few days ago, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, one of the many Trump-hating judges on the D.C. District Court bench, forced the Trump administration to reinstate Hampton Dellinger, keep him in his role as head of the Office of Special Counsel until she can consider a temporary restraining order, keeping him in that position for an indefinite amount of time.
Okay, this is such a tangled web. I'm going to ask some clarifying questions here. Again, we're speaking with Julie Kelly, declassified as her Substack. Okay, Hampton Dellinger, what a freaking name. What a blue blood name if I've ever heard one. Mm-hmm. What power does he specifically have heading up that exact group? Because when you mention whistleblowers, he heads up this department. You mentioned he's over the whistleblowers. I can't help but think back to all those whistleblowers who came forward under the Biden administration saying, hey, the IRS is doing this, the FBI is doing that, and they were not offered any protections. Is this the guy responsible for that?
Well, partially. He was installed in this office in March of 2024. So he postdated some of the whistleblowers who you are talking about. But before that, he was the assistant attorney general for the Office of Legal Policy, which is another close advisory position to the president at that point. It would have been Joe Biden. So he wasn't really involved in those per se. But what he did last year, Jesse, and again, this is why I think that the judge ordering him to stay in this position poses a real danger to the president and the White House. He expanded his office's authority to enforce the Hatch Act. He basically said everyone can be investigated and charged, or investigated and brought, not really charges, but be held accountable for political activity. Everyone in the White House except the president and the vice president. So if he's kept in this position, he can concoct any Hatch Act violation against anyone, the press secretary, anyone who's in the White House, cabinet officials, you name it, and claim that they're engaging in political activity and make their life miserable. So he does have very unique powers that we've already seen play out, as I said, Eric Caramella. We remember him as a so-called whistleblower in the Ukraine gate scandal impeachment. So this is just representative of these judges, Jesse, overall giving cover to government employees, not allowing the president to exercise his executive presidential authority to remove whoever he wants in the executive branch, including someone as powerful as Hampton Dellinger, and put his own people in place.
Julie, you have been all over the corruption of the D.C. judge, the D.C. court system for quite some time, especially during all the disgusting January 6th political prisoner stuff. Have you seen things so far from the Trump administration that lead you to believe
they're going to be able to do things to restrain that. I'm not hopeful they're going to be able to drain that, but how do we stop what happened from ever happening again? Is the Trump administration on this?
I believe that they are, and I believe that the judges will be part of what Attorney General Pam Bondi outlined on her very first day, and this is adhering to the president's executive order on the weaponization of the DOJ. She announced her own inquiry into the prosecution of J6 defendants. This has to involve the judges. But Jesse, as we see all these cases unfolding in the DC court, and now you have almost every judge with some sort of lawsuit against the Trump administration, this is really illuminating to people who haven't been covering my work on J6s and the judges like you have or others. Because they're not aware of what these judges are willing to do to stop Donald Trump and stop him now, you know, overturning the will of the electorate. Jesse, that's what I heard for 4 years in these courtrooms. January 6th represented an effort to overturn the 2020 election results. Well, this is what these judges are doing right now by imposing one temporary restraining order after another, whether it's U.S. aid, whether it's FBI agents, whether it's in this case, the Office of Special Counsel, forcing the president to keep in place employees he does not want there, that the American people said, we want you to go to Washington and do what you said before, drain the swamp and end the corruption. And these judges are acting as the bulwark against that.
Again, we're speaking with Julie Kelly here. Julie, could you walk me through this exactly here? The January 6th political prisoners, famously Donald Trump correctly pardoned them all, and I give him all the credit in the world for that. And yet it seems like daily now I'm getting reports about guys like Jeremy Brown and others who they're not being turned loose. They're not eating Little Caesar's pizzas free as a bird right now. There are problems. Are these problems legit, or are these problems coming from more of these commie judges who are trying to do everything they can do to make their life hell?
Well, some of these cases are complicated. There's a handful that deal with charges unrelated to the events of January 6th. And of course, that was the language specific to the pardon directive. So I believe in Jeremy Brown's case, he had some other charges unrelated to that, which is why I think he is still being held. I'm not following his case as closely. But there are other charges, and we can see judges, and you have even state attorney generals and law enforcement authorities, Democrats, who are saying, okay, fine, you're pardoned, but we're going to investigate you for other crimes. So the J6ers are not off the hook, and they're very fearful that even with the pardons and being exonerated of their alleged crimes on January 6th, that they still are going to have the government, state, local, or even federal, continue to keep tabs on them, come up with more crimes so everyone can say, see, I told you the president should not have pardoned these alleged domestic terrorists because all of them are committing new crimes. So it's really a fear that they have. And again, Democratic politicians who are threatening to figure out new charges against them.
Julie, appreciate you as always. Stay on it. You're welcome anytime. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Julie Kelly. Now, I want to talk to you about something. Personnel is policy. You see that now as you see Caroline Leavitt kill it every single day up at the podium for this country. Capable, sharp people now running things. Personnel is policy. And if you are an employer, you know this. You know that that choice employee, that great one you have, you hang on to him like grim death. And when you have guys like Chris and Corey, you have to find a way to get rid of them. And ZipRecruiter is how you do that. ZipRecruiter is where your next prized employee will be found because they're all already on there waiting for you. You get to try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse, and 80% of the employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a good candidate the first day. The first day, he's already there. You have to sign up, get your account, and boom, off to the races. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. There are wonderful Americans out there, ones that will take your company where you want it to go, and they're at ZipRecruiter. Go find them. We have so much more. Maybe some emails. Next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, but enough about that Pam Bondi press conference from today, Chris. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. There's so much great stuff happening right now. I'm going to get to the J.D. Vance AI Summit stuff. It sounds more complicated than it is. Just stay with me here. But I want to do some emails because there's a bunch of things happening. In fact, this one leads me right back to that Anderson Cooper soundbite we played earlier. Dear Jesse, this has happened before, and I'm sure it's going to happen again. But the lamestream news is not reporting the actual thieved money that Musk and Trump have saved the general taxpayers. Okay, so let's discuss something here. Now, a lot of this is basic stuff that you already understand, but I want to explain the why, the how this happens. The American media, they are trained. Most of this training happens, well, it really, really starts in journalism school. Did you know that the Anti-Communist Manifesto is available in paperback now at jessekellybook.com, and you can find out all about this? But anyway, as part of the Anti-Communist Manifesto, I lay out the situation in America's schools, mainly which major you choose, just how left-wing is it? And I don't actually have the book sitting in front of me. I probably should have done that. But in journalism school, it's almost 100%. If you walk into a journalism school, you will be educated by communists. Now, just walk with me here. Here's how they're educated. It's not just that they're taught to be Democrats. It's not that. It goes beyond that. Here's an example. You're a professor. You stand up in front of the class of, let's say it's 100 kids in class, and you say, I want a show of hands. Who in here wants to be a good person? Show of hands. Of course, you're going to get 100 kids. Maybe a smart aleck like me in the back wouldn't do it, but you're going to generally have 100 kids put their hands up. Oh, that's me. I want to be a good person. Okay, so he's leading you somewhere, right? Now, the next question he asks, oh, okay, that's great. You guys want to be a good person. The next question he asks is, should we, as the United States of America, as a country, should we give reparations to black people for slavery? It's a ridiculous, kooky, left-wing idea. But he asks that. Now, are you going to feel pressured to raise your hand? Because if you don't, here's what he's going to do. Wait, you just said you wanted to be a good person. That's what good people do. This is how, it's a very, very ham-fisted analogy, but this is exactly how kids are educated today, especially journalists. They are educated that what is good and what is right is Democrat. You want to be good? Good, good, good. You have to be a Democrat. What is good and right is whatever Democrats want. And so you think, you consider your job as a journalist, no matter what, you must protect Democrats at all costs. But if there's a good guy, there's a bad guy. And so the flip side of that coin is, as a fighter for good, as a believer in good, it's just baked into the cake. You must fight against Republicans at all times, no matter what, because they're the bad guy. You must destroy the Republicans, and no matter what, because they're the good guys, you must support and protect Democrats at all times. Now, you see this, you'll see a million, you've seen a million examples of this. I don't need to explain it to you. Inflation's been horrible for 4 years under Joe Biden. What did the media tell you for 4 years under Joe Biden? That's your imagination. These inflation numbers are better. Look at this. You can save 15 cents on a hot dog. We beat inflation. Woo! You're about to see every single month for the next 4 years, the American media is going to climb all over themselves to talk about inflation and how it's crushing the American people. Why are they doing it? Because they care about you? No. They see themselves as warriors for the cause, warriors for the revolution. They don't see themselves as journalists. They see themselves as fighters, the tip of the spear. And so, along those lines, what's happening right now, as we've explained, We are finding out some really, really ugly things about our government.
As for the actual receipts, we are happy to provide them, and I actually brought some today because all of you know I love to bring the receipts. We have contracts upon contracts that we can send and provide this information to you. Let me be very clear. We are not trying to hide anything. We have been incredibly transparent, and we will continue to be. These are screenshots of contracts that DOGE found across our government. This is a DEI contract, $36,000 for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. That is against the president's policies and his America First agenda. This is a $3.4 million contract, a Council for Inclusive Innovation at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, Department of Commerce, another DEI contract that DOGE identified. I can continue to go through these. Oh, I love this one. $57,000 for climate change in Sri Lanka. What is this doing to continue the interests of the American people? Absolutely nothing.
So if you're Anderson Cooper at CNN, because you're not worried about facts, you're most definitely not worried about truth.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
If you're Anderson Cooper, because you're not worried about those things, you're worried about being a warrior on behalf of the revolution. Doesn't matter how many receipts they produce, you understand, as that warrior, you have to go on your national show and say things like this.
We begin tonight keeping them honest with the extraordinary claims of government fraud by the president and similar claims of maximal transparency by Elon Musk, but little evidence of either to back it up. In fact, strong evidence to the contrary for Musk's contention that he and his Doge team are doing what they do in a way that, quote, maximally transparent. He said that in the Oval Office wearing a ball cap and T-shirt with one of his kids nearby.
Of course, he had to mention the kid nearby with the ball cap and T-shirt. What an idiot. Not even sophisticated enough. And you can scream and yell about that. But what's happening right now is the system is under assault in ways it has never, ever, ever been under assault. And you're going to see, we'll go well beyond elected Democrats. Every single part of the system is about to fight tooth and nail because their very existence is threatened if we stop government funding them. It's amazing. Enjoy it. All right. I am going to discuss some of this J.D. Vance AI stuff. We'll do some more emails, FEMA, FBI stuff. Before we get to that, let's relieve the pain in your life. You don't have to live with pain. You don't. We convince ourselves we do because our body starts to go a little haywire. Nothing. It's not supposed to last forever. So you wake up one day, your shoulder hurts. You can't sleep on that side anymore. Your friggin' knee's bothering you, isn't it? Your neck. You find yourself rubbing it. You know, this daily pain shouldn't be ignored, and it shouldn't be masked either. Stop taking things to mask your pain. How about fixing it with Relief Factor? 100% drug-free supplement. Natural ingredients that support your body's response to inflammation. Give your body help. Try it for 3 weeks. $19.95 gets you 3 weeks of it. If you feel the same after 3 weeks, don't order anymore. You might be pain-free soon. How's that sound? 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.